This is a recording of Dr. Tom Rozell for Sunday, May 1st, 2016. You can listen to this program live every Sunday afternoon from 12 noon to 1 p.m. right here on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
The following program is paid for by its sponsors, who are solely responsible for its content. Views expressed on this program are not the views of 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
The information provided on Dr. Tom Rozell Live by Dr. Tom Rozell, D.C., interview guests, show co-hosts, or substitute hosts is not intended or implied to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. It is for general information purposes only. Information from this broadcast should not replace the appropriate consultation and examination process by a licensed physician. Always consult your own physician prior to changing any current medical directive or prescription.
Dr. Tom Rozell Live, right now, on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Welcome to Dr. Tom Rozell Live. We are live. We're here in studio. It's raining outside, but guess what? We're here for you. Bringing you all the intimate and personal information on integrative and natural therapeutics, because why? You deserve it. You need to know. You need to be able to do your own homework and question. But anyway, we're here to do that for you. 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. That's how you find us here in the studio. And by the way, if you'd like to get a hold of us when we're not in the studio, it's real simple. Go to RozellCare.com. That's RozellCare.com. And you can get a hold of any of the practitioners at the Rozell Center for Healing. They will send you back an email. Or if you need to talk to them, you can do that too. And just say, hey, listen, you know, got a couple questions to ask you, if that's an easier format for you to do. Got a special program for you today. And it's one that, you know, it's raining outside, it's a little on the cool side. Fortunately, it's going to change this week. But aches and pains start coming out, particularly pains of joint spaces, you know, the hips and so forth. Well, we're going to be talking about hip and leg pain today. You know, it starts in, you know, your pelvis and runs down your leg and all kinds of things of that nature. Because that's the topic of the program this Wednesday evening at the Rozell Center for Healing, our ongoing in-house continuing education program. Hip and leg pain this week. And your presenter is going to be one who is very intimate with the knowledge and the ability to fix these things. My guest in studio, your presenter this Wednesday evening, the 4th of the month already. Oh, my God, it's May already. Today's May Day. Happy May Day, everybody. And none other than Dr. Robert Cyprian. Dr. Robert, hello, my friend.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning. Welcome again. You're gonna get to be a pro at this thing.
That's great. I like it.
I do too. I mean, that's a wonderful thing. But anyway, this Wednesday evening, you're going to be talking about hip and leg pain. And it's extremely, extremely important because there are so many people that suffer from this malady. It's like craziness that there's so many folks out there that, you know, have this type of issue, this type of problem. Matter of fact, I was going through some preparation, you know, for the program, and just for leg pain, this one site was saying that there was over almost 3,500 different causes of leg pain.
That's a lot.
Yeah, that's a lot. That's like craziness. You know what I'm saying? Really? 3,500. I mean, it takes, you're going to have to weed through it. That means that, you know, when a patient walks in, you've got to be able to figure out 3,500 and some odd different causes of why they're complaining that their hip and their leg hurts. It's called diagnosis, and the truth of it is that there's so many things that can cause anything. There's an old book out there that was anything that can cause anything. So here's the problem is that the estimated cost of treating hip and leg pain, chronic pain generally, and that affects that area so often, is something in the neighborhood of about $635 billion per year. And this is something that you and I see on a regular basis. So let's get into it a little bit. Let's talk about this hip and leg pain, you know, pain down the front of the leg, back of the leg, side of the leg. It aches, it hurts, it burns, it stabs, you know, it throbs, it feels like whatever. And, you know, where does it start? And somebody points, you know, to their hip bone, or they point to the back portion of their pelvis, or they point to the inside of their pelvis. Seriously. You know, I'm giving you statistics that are real, and I'm giving our audience a kind of an eye-opening on this thing. But let's walk through how bad is the incidence of this? How common is this? Is this one of the things that really, you know, are we making all this up, or what's the deal on it?
Well, you know, if you just sit there somewhere one day where a lot of people walking by or sitting in an airport or in a mall, just look at the way people are walking. Just watch their legs and hips and just ask yourself, is that normal? Does that look like it's smoothly flowing and even? Because you see how many people just don't walk perfectly. And right away, that's a start. If they're not feeling pain already, they are going to have pain in their hips or legs eventually if they're not walking evenly.
You know, people don't understand that, is that, you know, they think that the absence of pain in the initial stages, even though that their gait and their pattern and their incapacity is present, meaning, well, you know, if I don't do this, it doesn't bother me. Well, really, do you want to live your life that way? If I don't do this, that doesn't bother you, so you're not going to stop doing that? You know, it's like lifting your kids, you know, or you know, walking up and down steps, or having to find the closest spot in the parking lot to, you know, the mall that you're going to go in because you can't walk too far because it's killing you. That's definitely the problem. Let's get into the presentations of this. Somebody comes in, you know, to see you on hip and leg pain. And this is time of the year, by the way, we got golfers that are out there, right? Mm-hmm. And they're getting ready to, you know, to launch their season. Most of them have already started.
Yes.
Tennis players, you know, people yes. who like to walk, people who like to run, people who, you know, all the summer sports. And, you know, they've limped along and, you know, taken two aspirin for whatever it is to kind of keep it away for the winter. But now they're stuck. They're going to go out there and not only can't they, but they're going to make it worse if they try. So, you know, let's talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, the first thing I like to do, just like what I talked about, just see how they're walking or just standing. We just see how they're standing and we could observe which muscles are not functioning right. We could observe if one hip's higher than the other. We could see which way the knees are situated when they're standing. And that tells us a lot of information right there.
If you had a list, you know, top 3, 4, 5 causes of hip pain. Now, we just said there's over 3,500 of, you know, leg pain. But seriously, I mean, you get into that and you look into that website and I'm sitting here, they're all related. They're all the same. They're basically describing different onsets of things due to trauma, due to injury, due to position, due to vascular disturbances and so forth. But in our business, I mean, if we could list the first, you know, 5 things, you know, what do people really need to look at relative to causes? We're talking about structural imbalance. Obviously, that's being one of them, and we need to dig into that. What causes that structural imbalance? But in addition to that.
Yeah, well, you know, me, I like to zoom out to look at the macroscopic situation instead of looking at the little details. I think one of the biggest situations that, you know, we're talking about a holistic model here between structural, biochemical, and emotional. I think one of the biggest things is digestion, first of all, that I see.
How so?
The muscles for the quadricep muscles, they're related to the small intestine. Your abdominal muscles, which keep your pelvis level, they're related to the small intestine. So right there, if people have digestive issues, right away their hips and knees are going to be going out of alignment and their hips are going to be going out
okay,
of alignment.
So folks, what you got to know about this, and because we're about to, you have to remember the paradigm that we look at. We look at everything from the body as a integrative system, and in our specialty, which, by the way, is called applied kinesiology, that means muscle function applied to something else in the body, there are relationships. And what Dr. Cipriani is talking about is that relationship between the external environment, muscle function, neuromuscular patterns, and the internal environment. How that works is that you have a brain and spinal cord, and you have all these nerves that are going off the spine, and these nerves divide, and one branch goes inside of the body, and it hooks up to an organ, and another branch goes outside the body and attaches to the muscle. And it does that not only with that, does it with blood supply and acupuncture energy and so forth. So, okay, I cleaned the playing field up for
thank
you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So now they know that there's an organ muscle phenomenon.
Yeah, and you know, if any joint problem, I think first of all you got to ask the person, did you injure it or just start out of nowhere? Because then we have to look two different ways. If there's an injury, we have to look more to the joint, the nervous system, the actual muscle. If they say no, I never really injured it, maybe we should look internal first to things like we're talking about, like the digestion or maybe the endocrine system or things like that.
But at that point, even though that it was an internal triggering mechanism, that they have a bad gut, if we will, in mm-hmm. an intestinal system. Because, for example, and you know, to kind of you know jump your circuit here a little bit, the thigh muscle, which is the quadricep muscle, you said is the small intestine, and then we have a muscle that runs down the side of the leg, we call the iliotibial band. It used to be called the tensor fascia lata, and that relates to the large intestine.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have multiple muscles. We can name them all and give them different organ systems. So we have to look at whether these muscles are working properly or they're not working properly. And if they're not working properly, where is the link? Where is it really coming from? And that's what you're talking about.
Yes, yes. Yeah, one of the most important things, like when I'm assessing someone, is the joint alignment. Now, the joint alignment, like I said, could be out from an injury, it could be out from a muscle imbalance, and the muscle imbalance could be from the nervous system, it could be from the internal factors, like we're talking about digestion. So one of the biggest things is just getting the joint lined up. From there, we also want to look at the nervous supply from the spinal cord to the joint, because from the nervous supply from the spinal cord to the joint, if that's not connected properly, well, the joint's not going to be able to stay in place like we just fixed it.
How bad does bad feet do bad feet? Not bad feet. How much do bad feet play into this this paradigm? Meaning, you know, we don't realize, you know, feet get sore and so forth, but it's really the feet and not anything above it. It's causing that problem, but it's the feet.
Yeah, well, that's only a problem if you're standing or walking, which is probably most of the people out there. So yeah, if your feet are in balance, it's going to rotate your leg, it's going to rotate your hip, and things are just going to be out of line just because the feet aren't working right. Or if you're wearing bad shoes, it could do it to you also.
888-630-9625, 888-630-9625. That's how you find us here and how you register for Dr. Robert Cyprian's program. Hey, listen, look, if you have a hip problem, if you have a leg problem, and it's not going away, and you've been given all kinds of medication to deal with it, now it's in the chronic place, right? Or even if it's something that just showed up a week ago, you know, you thought you were being great, and you decided to go out and play that first round of golf, and all of a sudden now, you know, it's bugging you, and you're wondering, oh my God, what am I going to do with this thing? And, you know, you've had repetitive problems with your doctor telling you have bursitis or tendonitis, or you have a hip point, or you know, any of those things, this is an opportunity for you to find out how to fix this thing so you can continue to do walking upstairs. You know, if it's difficult for you to walk upstairs and you can't do it the way you're supposed to, or you can't walk downstairs. By the way, there's a distinguishing pattern there that we're going to get into. Walking upstairs, walking downstairs, if that's all you know, that it hurts you one way or the other, it tells you something very specifically about the body. Love to have you as our guest at the Results Center for Healing. All you got to do to attend that lecture is call 703-698-7117. That's 703-698-7117. And tell the staff that you would like to attend Dr. Robert Cyprian's presentation on hip and leg pain. You know, that burning, aching, nasty, gnawing, you know, that kind of pain. You know, and it gets worse when you stand up and walk around, that kind of pain. Or, you know, you're going down the steps and you're on all kinds of medications. Yeah, this is a class that you really need to attend and figure out what you can do about it. Dr. Cyprian, let's kind of work through this a little bit more. We talked about the foot can trigger these things. And so you have a problem, right? It came from the foot. And you said that, you know, if you're walking on it and that's when you feel it, but are there cases when now that foot's been involved for a long period of time and now you have ongoing chronic pain, made worse sometimes by walking, but now it's there? It started out the way you said, right? It started out by when they're walking, it hurts. When I sit down, it doesn't hurt anymore. But now we got something else. What is that something else, and how does it happen? Why do we now have chronic pain?
Well, if something's been misaligned so long, like say the knee or the hip from a foot being out of place, the joint alignment is going to be off, and that's going to wear on the bone in places where it's not supposed to be wearing. So the bones and joints are set up to be in a specific place, and if they're not, it wears unusually.
Well, you know, you just led into the next thing I'm going to talk to you about when we come back, because according to the medical literature, osteoarthritis is the number one cause of all hip and leg pain. I have my doubts. I think they're not necessarily on clue, but we're going to talk about that when we get back. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle live on this very rainy day, 888-630-9625. We'll be right back. Welcome back, everybody. Dr. Tom Rozelle here. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle live in studio, 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. We're talking about hip and leg pain, chronic pain, acute pain, you know, all kinds of pain, right? Things that don't allow you to enjoy your life the way they're supposed to, and they kind of show up and then never go away. But before we do that, and we're going to get into the number one cause, according to many different studies, of hip and leg pain is osteoarthritis. But that means that it's got to affect the joint space. But some of these things are other than joint-related conditions. But before we do that, let's go to the phones. David in California. Wow. Welcome to the program, David.
Hey, morning, Tom, or doctor. You know,
It works.
You know, I was listening to another show earlier this morning about the Flint, Michigan water situation, and I was hearing various people talking about the symptoms that they're getting. And, you know, of course, they're being told not to drink it, but they're saying that it's okay to bathe in it. But to hear some of the symptoms that they're getting, it's very similar to what you're talking about with joint pain, with skin rashes, with, I mean, they're talking about being virtually in a gas chamber if you take a shower.
Yeah, pretty much. Anytime you heat anything, it's the same thing with chlorine, particularly, or even fluorides. As soon as you expose them to heat, which is hot water, taking your shower, your bath, you have a gas that's, you know, that comes off of it, and that affects the nervous system and affects brain and affects your immune system and so forth. This whole thing in Flint, Michigan, this water contamination that's going on there is serious. And to tell somebody that they can take a bath in it is craziness.
Yeah. And as a matter of fact, you mentioned another symptom, and that was the immunity issues. One woman called and talked about her immunity system is totally down, and her health care has been cut off.
Yeah, isn't that wonderful?
Yeah.
And that's in the realm of Obamacare.
Well, not really, because Obamacare was trying to repair their insanity of before, so it's just doubling down on the insanity.
Of course it is.
Yeah.
Look, here's what the deal is with any kind of water contamination and air contamination or anything else. The effect is the same. When we use topical products to get drugs into the body, whether it's a hormone or whether it's a pain reliever or anything of that nature, it absorbs through the skin, and it does it very rapidly, does it very quickly. When you sit in a hot tub or you're in a hot shower, it vasodilates. It increases the circulation and increases the sweating patterns and so forth, which opens up the cells and allows more transport from outside to inside. So what you're doing actually is you're increasing the body's ability to become toxic. And it does it very quickly, and it doesn't have to go through the liver. So the liver is your detoxifying organ. So when you eat something that you shouldn't be eating, when you're getting a drug in your body that shouldn't be there or exposed to something, some contamination, but it goes through the mouth into the intestinal system, the first place it has to go is the liver to be broken down and detoxified. Now, if it goes through the skin, it doesn't have to do that anymore. So it has a direct impact into the internal environment. Now you're getting neurological degeneration much more rapidly because it goes to the nervous system and the brain. It goes to the immune system. It is affecting the thymus. It is affecting spleen. It's affecting all the cells within the tissue that are your first line of defense, called IgA antibody responses. So all of these things are going to be immediate impact and no filter relative to, you know, what your defense mechanism was designed to do.
And what a lot of people don't realize is you shouldn't put anything on your skin that you wouldn't eat or drink because of all this. But people don't think about it. People put all sorts of chemicals on their skin and just don't think anything of it. But it's like you're eating this stuff because it goes right in your body. And especially another big thing, which is a whole other subject for another day, is using sunscreens out in hot sun. I mean, that's also just a really bad thing for the body.
You know, everything from electromagnetic wavelengths, David, to the things that are happening in Michigan, to the things that, you know, that we're exposed to day to day in our environment, the xenoestrogens that are floating around, all those things get into our body. Now, not only is it going through your skin, but you're also inhaling it, and it gets into your lungs, and your lungs are going to, push it into the rest of your system. So, you know, this lunacy saying that go ahead and take a bath or a shower in it is craziness. You know, don't drink the water. Yeah, don't drink the water, but don't bathe in the water. You've got to stay away from it. Otherwise, people are going to get sick. I hope, David, that helps a little bit. It's, I'd love to get into actually the pathways, but basically what you're doing at this point is anything that goes through the skin, anything that you breathe into your body is now bypassing your primary detoxification centers. And because of the levels that are there, you don't have to have a lot for it to be impactful.
Would you have any specific advice for the people up there?
Yeah, move.
I was thinking, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, seriously, there's, you know, you're dealing with the water sewage system up there, and there's no way that you're not going to have some impact. The bottom line is that you can filter some of this. You have to put in very, very expensive filters to make sure that you're going to filter all this out of the water. That you can do. Detoxification, once you filter the water, there's things that you can do internally. I can't make those recommendations because they affect people differently. If they're affecting the liver, milk thistle is one of those things. Chlorophyll is another one, and so forth. And the list goes on. There's a lot of things. And, David, it's a program that we could really spend a lot of time on, but unfortunately we don't have the time. We're coming up to a break. Unfortunately, again, way too fast, way too soon. 888-630-9625. Dr. Robert Ciprian, we're talking about hip and leg pain, and that's the topic of this Wednesday evening's presentation. Call 703-698-7117. We'll be right back.
Dr. Tom Rozelle Live continues now on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Welcome back, everybody. Dr. Tom Rozelle here. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. Indeed, we're in studio. 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. Love to talk to you. This Wednesday evening at the Rozelle Center for Healing, Dr. Robert Ciprian, my guest in studio, will be your host, your presenter, and he's going to be talking about hip and leg pain. Hey, this is an opportunity for you. You know why? Because, listen, Dr. Ciprian is one of the top teachers for doctors at the International College of Applied Kinesiology worldwide. He has been teaching, been in practice for a lot of years. He knows this stuff. He knows it intimately. So he's going to share that knowledge with you, the information that he normally shares with doctors in the field, and to be able to teach them how to treat you. So now you've got a firsthand capacity, ability to learn from him, you know, the teacher. So call the office, 703-698-7117. That's 703-698-7117. I'm going to ask you a quick question. We're going to take a phone call, then we're going to come back and finish the question. Then we're going to take some more calls. That's how we're going to do this. So, but seriously, osteodegeneration, according to many, many websites, is the number one cause of hip and leg pain. Okay. So if that's the case, why?
Well, there's a couple reasons. Number one, just the alignment of the joint. Now, if you have your car and your wheel alignment's a little bit off, it's going to kind of wear on the front end and the tires a little bit. Same thing in your body. If joints are designed to be lined up perfectly, and if they're off a little bit, you put more stress on the area it's not designed for it, and it's going to build up more inflammation, more calcium there, and it's going to create arthritis. Number two, liver problems. When the liver is kind of backed up and slowed down, you're getting more inflammation in the body too, and you're going to have general arthritis in joints throughout the body too from the liver. So it could be both the structural and biochemical type of onset.
So there's that liver thing again, that guy that has to clear everything out and decrease all the poisons, the toxins, and so forth in your system. So the truth of it is that wear and tear degeneration because of structural imbalance due to neurological irritation, biochemical irritation, and so forth can cause, and that affects so many of us because we don't take care of ourselves the way we should. And we're going to get back to that. We're going to talk about it in a second. But meantime, Bobby, calling from Williamsburg. How can I help you, sir?
Doctor, I'm sorry, but this is a little off topic.
Nothing is off topic.
I'm 74, a disabled vet, and I just got my results from my annual physical. It kind of jolted me. For the last 15 years, my LDL has been in the 70s and HDL in the 80s. And this latest report puts my LDL at 131. Is that reasonable? I mean, is that something that can happen that you get almost doubled?
It can happen for a lot of reasons. What's your total cholesterol?
Total is 233.
Okay. Did that go up?
It was always, in the 100s.
What's your triglyceride doing?
The triglycerides are good. I think, triglycerides, 60.
Okay, those are really good. So there's a couple things. Are you taking any medications since
No.
the last one that you're not taking?
Or no medications at all.
Okay, great. So the next question is, has your diet changed? Did you suddenly get a sweet tooth?
No, I have a couple cups of coffee in the morning. At noontime, I have a bowl of cereal with 4 ounces of blueberries, 4 ounces of strawberries.
So that's historical for you?
That's historical.
Okay.
And the doctor says that I should be on a moderate to high intensity statin.
No. So here's the other piece. A couple other questions. Has stress increased in your life other than the fact that your cholesterol's up?
Over the last 4 months, yeah, I moved from Centerville to Williamsburg.
That'll do it. The stress all by itself will dramatically increase your lipids. And I have a feeling you get yourself settled into this. Right now, find things to calm you. If you can get out and walk, get out and walk. For the short term, make sure that your protein levels are adequate, that you increase them a little bit, and do the good proteins, the light ones, you know, fish and chicken and turkey and things of that nature, and nuts and seeds and lentils and things like that, and dramatically increase your vegetable consumption. You should be getting somewhere around 8 to 10 servings of vegetables a day. Serving is a half a cup measured. And so if you do that and you start calming that system down a little bit, my guess is it's going to decrease. There's other things that will help in this particular situation if it is stress-related. Things like vitamin B complex and C, which will blunt the stress pattern, zinc, gluconate form is usually pretty adequate. You can do those things. That will help. Calming the neurological transport with magnesium, glycinate form is usually pretty decent. All of those things are supportive and will blunt stress patterns in the body and not hurt you. Just, you know, don't go off the wall and, you know, get the attitude where a little bit is good, a lot is a whole lot better.
Yeah.
You know, but take it a couple times a day. Go for a walk, change your dietary patterns a little bit, get the stress back under control, listen to some good music. And I think based on your history, my guess is that you'll start seeing that come down. With your HDL levels still being fairly decent, your triglycerides being low, the other two tell me that it's one of two things. It's diet or stress. And I'm not going to tell you to take, I mean, there are all kinds of things that will drop your cholesterols down and change the LDLs and so forth, but you have to look at the whole thing. And the other piece that your doctor should look at is something called a VAP. Last week I talked about it. It's a fractionated portions of the good and bad lipids. Unfortunately, the insurance companies now are saying we're not paying for it. Why? Because they actually tell you whether you need a statin or not. So you can have really high cholesterol, and if your fractionated portions are not the bad guys, the real bad guys, because you got real bad guys and guys that are not so bad, going on a medication is not appropriate. So do those things, redo your cholesterol in about 45 to 60 days, about 60 days out. And as long as it's headed in the direction that we want it to go with a little exercise, dietary change, and calming your soul a little bit, I think that you'll be pleasantly surprised it'll go away. Give that a try. Yeah, now,
one other thing that I might – what I did was 4 months ago, 5 months ago, I bought a house in Williamsburg, and that was a very stressful procedure. And then the move was very stressful because I hadn't been out of my other place in 15 years. So
that tells you the story. Bobby,
yeah.
I mean, it really does. It tells you what's going on. So find a way to calm yourself. Seriously, go do some yoga. Go, you know, do some meditation, prayer, if that's, you know, that's where your faith is. And just allow yourself to, you know, look at all those things that are great and beneficial in your life. And by the way, on the 11th, you know, if you're up in this area, do my class on stress, you know, because I'll teach you how to do that.
You've been very reassuring, and I don't want to take any statins. And
you're not going to, Bobby. You're not going to lose anything by 60 days. So you know, give it 60 days and then recheck it. Go have your doctor redo it. Let's go back and talk a little bit about that hip again, my friend. That hip and leg and breakdown, and we said degenerative disease, and we talked about liver function, inflammatory pathways, structural imbalances, and so forth. All these things that people ignore, and they end up taking NSAIDs, non-steroidal anti-inflammatories, and aspirin, which is the same thing. And guess what happens? It makes it worse because the NSAID, the aspirin, the non-steroidal anti-inflammatories competes with the receptors within the joint spaces for something that they need. And that need is called glucosamine sulfate. And that heals the joint, but it blocks it. Now the sulfate can't get in. And guess what happens? The joint gets worse. It begins to break it down. So your turn.
Something else that goes back to that, glucosamine sulfate, glucosamine sugar, blood sugar. If your blood sugar's off, not even in a diabetic sense, but just kind of imbalanced because you eat a lot of sweets, that's going to have a toll on the joints too.
Absolutely. It causes that whole process, that inflammatory reaction to take place. And now the joints that are bad get worse. and or if they're susceptible to injury and trauma because of structural imbalance and stress, now you have issues. So let's talk that through. The patient comes in, they got degenerative disease. What they're complaining about is they get up on their feet and they hurt. They have pain that radiates down the leg. They have on x-ray, they have degenerative process. The hip is broken down, okay? Or the knee is broken down. Or one of the other joint spaces is not stable. Can you fix it?
Maybe not always fix it like back to perfect. We get more function in there, get the joints more normalized, get less pain. You know, I mean, that's what we could do. Can't always just change it back to perfect like they're a 20 again, but we can get better function in there and get more strength in there and get it going in the opposite direction.
I want to be 20 again.
All right, let's do it.
Okay. we'll work on me. I want to be 20 again. No, I'd get in way too much trouble. We'll stay right where
I am. We need you around, Doc.
888-630-9625. That's how you find us here. How you register for Dr. Robert Cyprian's program at the Results Center for Healing in Fairfax. Simple. Call 703-698-7117. That's 703-698-7117. You get the opportunity to talk to one of the teachers and listen to one of the teachers of the International College of Applied Kinesiology. Listen, I'm the head. I'm the chairman of this organization. 2,300 members, 2,400 members worldwide. And if I tell you he's one of our better ones, trust me, this guy knows the process, and you really need to pay attention to what he's got to say to you. Join us that night, okay? Bernice, Arizona, Bernice, how you doing, hon?
Oh, fine. I'm doing really good, except for the little rain that we have today. I can't go outside.
Enjoy the rain. We have rain and cold up here today.
Oh, gosh, it ruins your day. It's nice for the grass, but it ruins your day.
It gets rid of all of the pollen in the air so people can breathe easier tomorrow. It'll be a much nicer day because of it. Bernice, what's going on with cirrhosis? You have a question?
Yeah, I have a friend or brother passed away, and he had cirrhosis of the liver, but he didn't drink. And I was wondering what causes that, and can it be prevented besides, you know, he didn't drink, so what other things could have caused it and could have been helped even 3 months before he died?
Well, medications could break down the liver, too. I mean, was he on a lot of medications or anything, or just taking non-steroidal anti-inflammatories? Or
you know what? I don't know. I don't know what he was on, but
you know, one of our
he was in the service, and they sent him to Houston to get some better treatment.
How old of a man was he?
He was about 53, maybe.
Okay, so did he go to the first Desert Storm?
You know what? I don't think he was in a war. I think he just signed up when he was younger and
okay.
got out.
So,
and I don't think he was in a war.
Now, understand the process of any military man and any of the guys that are listening to the program. You know, first, thank you for your service. But, you know, I went to boot camp at Quantico, Virginia. And my first experience walking in there was we went down to the medical clinic, right? And you're standing there in line with everybody else. And you have two Navy seamen, one on each side. And they've got air hoses, and these air hoses are hooked up to vats of inoculants. And you get one on the right shoulder, one on the left shoulder, and then you get a nice little needle in, you know, the back portion of your derriere. And so you start out with all of these toxins that are going into your system. And then if you're going overseas, if you're going to Vietnam, if you're going to the Middle East, you're going to any of these places, you get more stuff. Then when you get over there, then you're exposed to the guys that went to the Desert Storm were exposed to all kinds of gases that they said that didn't exist. They did exist. And, guys that went to Vietnam, from Agent Orange to other types of chemistries that were there, they were exposed to that. We talked about what was happening in Flint, Michigan with the sewage problem. And all of this stuff gets into the body, and it has to be dealt with. If the body can't deal with it, then you have these high levels of inflammatory responses, these toxins that build up in the system. The liver can't handle it. It begins to cause degenerative disease and so forth. So it's this potpourri, this witch's brew, this Pandora's box of all kinds of things. In our society, we're constantly, you know, if we have liver problems to begin with, or we can't break chemistries down or hormones down and so forth. If somebody's taking hormones, a woman taking estrogens or progesterones, a guy taking testosterones, it can have a very significant impact on liver function. And so we're fighting this on an ongoing basis. And, you know, don't know what happened to your brother's case. I'm just giving you kind of a very broad brush of things that do take place. If somebody's a drinker, if they did any kind of drugs, you know, any social drugs and prescription drugs as well, they have an impact on liver function. I mean, if you want to, you really want to see some of the nastiness, you go into a website called drugs.com and put all the medications up and stack them, and you'll see the compounded side effects of different things. And you can say, oh my God, I'm doing this to my body. No wonder I'm sick. And I'm constantly encouraging people to work in cooperation with their doctor and what we're doing with them to try to get them off of some of these things, because many of their symptoms are nothing more than a result of these things. And they cause, you know, a lot of the conditions that we're talking about right now. Bernice, I wish I could be a little bit more specific, you know, and, you know, help you with it, but we don't know what the cause of your brother's demise was relative to, I mean, other than cirrhosis, but what caused it and where it was coming from. This liver function problems, inflammatory pathway problems can cause, either exacerbate or can cause what we're talking about today.
Yeah, I mean, it can cause problems with the joints. It can cause problems with the other organs in the body, the adrenal glands, the digestion. Liver is it's a big center of a lot of things in the body.
You know, it's the number one clearinghouse that makes us live well. If your liver isn't working, nothing else is going to work properly. And we think just because we do a blood test and we don't see any damage, the liver enzymes themselves are being elevated, we think everything is cool. But we're talking about functional capacities, whether it's this hip and leg problem that we have, or liver problems, or heart problems, and so forth, before they show up as pathology, meaning damage that you actually can see, we have pathways that are not working optimally, and now they become more susceptible, they become more predisposed, we have other symptoms that seem to be random. This is an opportunity. This Wednesday evening, coming up, the 4th, Dr. Robert Cyprian will be your host, your presenter at the Rozelle Center for Healing, and he's going to be talking about hip and knee and leg pain. If you'd like to find out why you're having trouble walking, you can't play that golf game the way you're supposed to, your tennis game is not there, or you just feel unstable and there's a lot of pressure, one side or weakness, this is an opportunity. Don't go away. We'll be right back after these messages.
105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Welcome back, everybody. Dr. Tom Rozell here. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozell live in studio. You know, we're here every Sunday at 12 noon on Eastern Seaboard, and obviously in California 3 hours earlier at 9 o'clock, and we thank you for listening, and Arizona, and then down in just off the Virginia area in Williamsburg. We appreciate that you're listening. We have a whole lot of folks all over the place. And tell your friends about this program, because we're here for one reason, to serve you. We're here to give you the opportunity to fix yourself, and you have one coming up this Wednesday evening. Dr. Robert Cyprian is going to be doing an in-house continuing education program for the Rozelle Center for Healing. And we do these programs every other week, and we do wellness orientation programs in the weeks in between, and they're there for you. If you go out to the website, if you go to Rozelle Center for Healing's website and go just to Rozelle Care, ROSELLECARE.com, there's videos that are sitting there. There's things for you to look at. If you go into drtomroselle.com, drtomroselle.com, you're going to find other information and other venues for learning and opportunities and so forth. We encourage you. We do this for you. I want you to be the master of your own ship. You know, about three and a half years ago, called Ageless Health. Health is a do-it-yourself program. And I wrote that because truly your health is in your control. And here's the perfect opportunity again to find out what you can do, particularly in this situation, about your hip and your knee and your leg and that ache and that pain, whether it's sitting, standing, or all the above, walking or downstairs. Dr. Robert Cyprian will be your presenter. Dr. Robert, let's talk a little bit about the program. It's going to be, you know, very, very informative. Who should come? What are you going to cover? What's the program all about?
Well, anyone should come, of course, that has any abnormalities in their hip, in their knee. I mean, not even if it doesn't have to be like a big painful thing. If you have a little bit of pulling, even a little bit of tightness, a little bit of twinges here and there, you should really understand what could be going on in your leg. This could be for people who are just younger and athletic. This could be people who are also older and just have some of these degenerative things start happening. What I want to do is I'm going to look through anatomy, just kind of show you guys how things work, but I'm going to show you from a functional point of view how things work and how us as applied kinesiology doctors look to see how things are functioning so that we could remove obstacles to your health.
You know, it's so super important. You need to, we need to, let me put it into that aspect. It's not enough for us to be able to get you out of your discomfort or your dysfunction, as I like to say, but to teach you, to give you the tools, the capacity to be able to prevent. See, here's the deal. If we teach you how to do something or we show you where to get the information and then you don't do it, it's on you. It's on you. Then you become, you know, the person that threw the information away. See, it's not okay for you not to have the data. It's not okay for you not to be able to fix something. And, you know, literally in 40 years of practice and thousands upon thousands of patients with all kinds of maladies and pain and discomfort and loss of function, I've had the privilege of being able to not only fix people and to get them better, but to give them the opportunities to restore their health. And this Wednesday evening, you have one of those amazing opportunities from somebody who is an incredible teacher that doctors go to from all over the country that learn from him. Here is your chance to learn from him. And, you know, Dr. Robert, I know you're going to get into every aspect that you possibly can, you know, with this type of presentation. It's common.
Yeah, it's fun for me to just show people these things that they haven't heard anywhere else.
And that's the piece. You know, and I always will end a lot of my presentations by simply saying to you, I don't want you to believe me or anybody else. I want to provoke you. I want you to think, now, how could that be true? And you go out and you actually do your homework and you find out what is true and look at both sides of the coin. That's why we do Dr. Tom Rozelle Live every Sunday at 12 noon and why we'll continue to doing it all the time. This Wednesday evening, Dr. Robert Ciprian is your presenter. Call 703-698-7117 and register for the class. Love you all. Bye.